holy ground. And it came to pass, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went unto him and said unto him, Art thou for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Nay, but as captain of the host of the Lord am I now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said unto him, What saith my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said unto Joshua, Loose thy shoe from off thy foot, for the place whereon thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. The book of Joshua chapter 5 verse 13 to 15. Wow. I love what Joshua does here because he makes it simple and plain. If you want directions for your life, then worship God. Not in some vain, casual, traditional way of showing up for a couple hours on a Sunday or, as my brother's co-worker said, he's a CNE Christian. Now I know what you're thinking. What on God's earth is a CNE Christian? Well, he said it this way. I go to church on Christmas, New Year's, and Easter. I hope he was joking for his sake. Because if you look at the difference between what he said and Joshua's actions, you'd realize that Joshua's actions reflect that of a true child of God. Notice that Joshua's worship and reverence does not change because nobody else is around. Because his worship and reverence for God is real. And that is the mark of a true child of God. Whether anybody's present or nobody's around, you still have a heart to worship God. Because the truth is, a child of God doesn't need a crowd or an applause to worship God. In this particular passage, we dawn on Joshua as he is puzzled about what to do in the most complicated battle of his life. He encounters a man in his path with a sword drawn, and by the looks of it, this man means business. So Joshua asked the all-important question, Are you for us or for our enemies? The man replies, I am not even an earthly warrior. In fact, I am from heaven. I just happen to be the captain of the Lord's army. Whew! Joshua can finally breathe a sigh of relief. I mean, the worst thing that could happen is to face somebody like this because the walls of Jericho already present enough obstacle all by themselves. Now I want you to notice Joshua's behavior. Even though he's the leader in Israel and he is the Lord's man for that season and time, he never lets it get to his head. But what Joshua does next is an indication that he understands his place before God. Joshua falls down to worship and begins to ask God if he had any instructions for him. Then he receives a command, Take off your shoes because the place where you stand is consecrated by the Lord's presence. Okay, but why remove his shoes? I'll tell you why. It's because up until that moment, Joshua has fought many battles. And the dirt and the residue of blood from the many places he's been and many battles that he's fought has evidently found itself stuck to the bottom of his shoes. So therefore, Joshua has got to remove them so as not to carry with him any attachments as he enters into the presence of God. That is a message to us in itself. To the person listening, I ask, when you reflect on life's journey, would you agree that some of the places that you have visited are unforgettable? Are you aware that some of the places we have visited can leave a residue inside of our spirit? Are you even aware that every place that you have been has somehow attached itself to your spiritual shoes? Have you ever looked at the bottom of your shoes and realized you got gum on the bottom of your shoes, or even worse, you stepped in some dog poop? And you ask yourself, when did I step in this? The reality is this. If you were getting ready to step into your house, you would take those shoes off. So if we have that kind of reverence for our own earthly homes, why wouldn't we have any reverence for God's house? See, here is the reality. Like Joshua, we must be willing to take off our past, take off our sinful journey, take off our sinful garments, take off everything that's not pleasing unto God as you get ready to step into his presence. See, the truth is this. Sometimes the places we have been before we encounter holy ground are literally, if not spiritually, filthy. And we must be willing to leave or take off everything that's not acceptable, including a mind that's journeyed through some forbidden places. Dear Lord, as we face many battles in life and we look for direction, help us to understand how to approach you. Keep us mindful of the fact that we are standing on holy ground. We need your intervention. We need your direction. And more than that, we need you to take full control of our lives. Give us the strength to stoop down and loose these latches. Give us the wisdom to stoop down and loose these laces of these shoes of fornication, these shoes of lying, these shoes of maliciousness, these shoes of backbiting, these shoes of envy, these shoes of fornication, immorality, lusting, and covetousness, these shoes of witchcraft, these shoes of homosexuality, these shoes of idolatry, these shoes of hatred, these shoes of murder, these shoes of unfaithfulness, these shoes of ungratefulness, and more importantly, these shoes of sin. In Jesus' name, amen. Here's a piece I call Holy Ground. He promised never to leave me alone, always on my side, whenever and wherever I roam. And though I know that these battles are not mine, that's okay, because these battles are always trying to put some extra burden on my life. And sometimes it hurts at night, even though I fight. And that's when he says, be still and know that I am God. No matter how the enemy comes, remember, I am God. I am the Lord. And for me, nothing is ever too hard. You will never see me bluffing, because I'm never a fraud. So stand back and watch me fight. Watch armies defeated and watch demons take flight, because I am the captain of the army and I fight for my soldiers. I do what's right for my soldiers when it's right for my soldiers. And if I knew you could handle it, I wouldn't come down. I'm not saying that you would quit, but this battle surrounds the walls of Jericho, and you know there are giants in the land. But with me on your side, we put giants in the sand. So be at ease. Please put your fears to rest. There's no need to worry. Because you're not like the rest. You are my chosen, selected from birth to lead this nation. You stand up against the devil when he plans an invasion. But before we get the battle started, please understand that you and some things have got to be parted. So say goodbye to all those places you've been, everything that you thought was fun that used to be sin. And now the things of God, they have got to go viral instead of living in sin and killing your soul, because that's just suicidal. So if you happen to be lost, then please be found, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, you can't be bound. And now what's trending is the fact that God will hold you down. But are you willing to take your shoes off on holy ground? Deuteronomy chapter 23 verse 14. For the Lord your God moves about in your camp to protect you and to deliver your enemies to you. Your camp must be holy so that he will not see among you anything indecent and turn away from you.